The Defense Department competes about 60% of its contracts and task orders. The Defense Department says the main reason it doesn't compete is because only one company shows up at the bargaining table. Bill Woods is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. He's tracking DOD's contract history to see if it's leaving money on the table. Bill, it's great to talk to you as always. I note that instead of the typical report that you and I would talk about, you're writing to the chairs and ranking members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee. Why are you writing it this way, and what did they ask you to tell them, Bill? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Francis. The House and Senate Armed Services Committee asked us 3 years ago to take a look at competition at the Department of Defense. They asked us to produce an annual report for each of the last 3 years, and we produced two prior reports in which we took an in-depth look at the Department of Defense competition rates and the factors that went into those rates. We made a number of recommendations. This is the third in a series of those reports. It's a little bit smaller than the other reports because we had already identified a range of issues, made recommendations, and wanted to give the Department of Defense some time to implement those recommendations.
So this letter's 3 or 4 pages, Bill, and there are some attachments to it too, but I think there's one sentence that, that in my opinion, crystallizes why this work is important. You write, we've issued two prior reports, as you just mentioned a moment ago, in which we made recommendations to help DOD enhance competition, learn from past procurements. Here's the part that I underlined in red. Collect reliable data on competitive procurements for which only one offer is received, and better understand, and this is the really red part for me, better understand why potential vendors didn't submit offers. That's really the key of what Mr. Kendall is trying to get at the Department of Defense in driving competition through better buying power, which is, why is it that in some cases we only have one company who's either able or willing to do this work for the government?
That's correct. The Department of Defense very much wants to increase their competition rate. By the way, that rate tends to fluctuate very in a very narrow range, from about 55% or so up to 60%. So from year to year, it tends to be just about in a very narrow range. But when you look deeper, beyond just the top-line competition rates, it's very illuminating. For example, the rate of competition for services is much higher than the rate of competition for products. Services are competed at about a 71% rate, products only at a 43% rate. And the reason there, of course, is that the products that we're talking about are the big-ticket items, the planes, the ships, et cetera, which tend to be produced by single manufacturers in the subsequent buys for the littoral combat ship has a single supplier. The Joint Strike Fighter now has a single supplier. And when the Department of Defense buys follow-on lots of those big-ticket items, those tend to be non-competitive, and they drive the rates.
And I imagine the supplies and maintenance equipment and all of the other add-ons that go along with those are the case, too. It's hard to, I would imagine, to go to another company when one company owns the IP for an airplane or some other kind of weapon system.
That's exactly right. And we pointed out in one of our prior reports that the technical data rights, or the lack of technical data rights owned by the Department of Defense, really drives competition, because for those maintenance items and for systems that are in the inventory for 10, 15, sometimes 20 years, the department is completely reliant on the original equipment manufacturer for the subsequent maintenance. And that, too, is a major driver in the competition rates.
Bill Woods of the Government Accountability Office writing to the chairman and ranking members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee about competition at the Department of Defense. Now, of course, you have numbers here. In fiscal 14, you write DOD obligated $284.4 billion through contracts and task orders. 58.2% of it was competed. There are a number of other numbers in this report, and I commend it to folks who would like to see it. We have a link at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. I'm curious, though, about the context that we take away from this, particularly in light of the fact that this is the third year that you've looked at this bill. What do we learn from not just the numbers themselves, but from the way the trend lines look over the 3 years you've been studying this?
When you look at trend lines, it's relatively flat. It's a very narrow range for the competition, as I said, between 55 and about 60%. But we can learn an awful lot by looking at these numbers. You mentioned the single offer awards. And what those are, these are not sole source procurements for the ships and planes that I mentioned earlier. These are solicitations, procurements, where the agency, the Department of Defense, uses competitive procedures. So they use an open solicitation that they announce publicly. They fully expect to receive multiple competitive offers based on their market research. But for some reason or another, they only receive one offer. Those types of procurements have been about $20 billion over the last couple of years. So about 13% of competitive solicitations, the department receives only one offer. And one of the recommendations that we made is that when that happens, the contracting officials should re-engage with industry, with those companies that suggested earlier that they were interested in competing, and ask them why they did not compete. What can the department do differently in the future to make sure that these firms that are actively interested in competing actually submit competitive offers?
I'm throwing an idea out there, Bill, not specifically asking you a question, and I'm happy to move on after I make my statement if you prefer. But it strikes me that I've heard from any number of companies who have gotten such an inquiry from the Defense Department, but I wonder if there's a willingness on their part to share that information, because I'm not sure that they believe that ground hasn't already been plowed and their input's going to make any difference as far as making the process easier for companies like that to participate. The bottom line here is, the Defense Department has said on any number of occasions they want to drive more competition. I mentioned better buying power and the open systems architecture approach that better buying power is a part of BBP is behind that, and there are other issues. Is it your sense now, having looked at this 3 years in a row, that there's some window of opportunity for this to change? Or if you had to look at this a year from now, do you see the things in place, the recommendations followed and so on, that will allow competition to grow?
We're very encouraged by what's happening at the Department of Defense. The leadership over there has definitely made a commitment to increasing competition and using competition whenever possible. They have taken to heart our recommendations. They have agreed with all of those recommendations. We have seen that they have actually taken steps to implement those recommendations, and we're seeing the results of that.
I see in some of the reports on your work today that there's a little bit of angst about the 58.2%. That means, I'm terrible at math on the fly, 41% or whatever was not competed, and I understand that. I wonder, though, based on the context that you added earlier in our conversation, for example, if I need a bolt for an F-35, I'm probably going to get it from the company that made the F-35. Is there a ceiling that we could expect where we could say, and I don't expect you to identify the number, but a certain percentage of business will never be competed at the Defense Department for those very legitimate reasons that you outlined at the beginning of our conversation?
Couple of things here, Francis. The fact that we have looked at it over the course of the last few years, and that the range is very narrow, tells us that we're not going to see substantial growth. It also tells us that just the nature of what the department buys and the big ticket items that I referred to, the competition opportunities that present themselves here are very few. But what that means is that the department needs to focus on those areas where competition is not only possible, but actively occurring in the private market. Things like commercial items, things like information technology, where there is active and very aggressive competition in the commercial marketplace, those are the opportunities where the department stands the best chance of increasing their competition rate.